Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we do exegete the Bible from the original Hebrew and Greek and do go to extant sources that we may return to create a nest of information and a fuller compound of thought. Well, today our topic is demon possession. What does it mean when someone is frothing at the mouth and flipping on the floor? And what does it mean in the Gospels when Jesus cast out the legion out of a man at Gadara and the legion went into the swine? This topic is laden with complexities concerning what demon possession really means of fulfillment, portent, if you will, in prophecy as to who Christ was, sketches, shadows, and types of a more full thing or play on that Jesus would complete in his death and resurrection. I do believe that the early possessions that were accounted for in the Gospels were accounts of Jesus fulfilling his shadow, sketch, and type, and that no longer would a demon be cast out or addressed in the same way that Jesus addressed and cast out. I believe that demon possession in the first century was made for Jesus Christ to show who he is. And I believe that the types of demon possession and casting out today are fraudulent. I do believe that they are not governed by the Holy Spirit to be cast out. I do believe that they are an act. I do believe that demon possession does exist, though. And in the way that we would understand it, we might once again return back to the pagan Greeks for their understanding, and also the Gospels concerning how Jesus called upon some demons, though it be personal. Though he was able to discuss, have conversation, have dialogue with such demons, these demons were an effect that was caused by the Father before the foundation of the world, that they would complete their course, their circuit upon the minds and the bodies of women and men until their time was up. It was Jesus that could address a time continuum, an effect from point A to point B, call it out and speak to it in a language that we cannot speak. Such demon possession, I do believe, once again, is a first century phenomena. And I do believe the demon possession that I will discuss somewhat comes closer to the pagan Greek's mind of a little governor that governs your mind. The word dao means deity. The word mna, M-N, or mu-nu, with an E, epsilon on the end, and then hyphen for however you want to inflect it, does mean the mind. So, a little governor of the mind, or governors, or little deities that wreck and wreak havoc upon your mind daily. If we can once again return to the man at Gadara in Luke 8, we will find that this man had legion. Legion was a Latin term for 5,000 to 6,000 men in an army. So, if we could say the analog to legion was a complex of conflicting ideas upon a man's mind, numerous, so numerous that one could not account for them. It was in the region of Gadara that we do have our first Christian church, established, I do believe, by the man who was healed from the legion by Jesus Christ.